You're a bit of an entrepreneur, aren't you? Clearly. Explain the number of businesses you have and the involvement in business you have here in Niue.
Oh, we've got six or seven businesses here in Niue. Well, seven really, I suppose, if I was to be honest. Yeah.
You were the mayor of Wellington, so were you a businessman there as well?
No, before I became the mayor of Wellington, I owned a chain of shoe stores and a couple of lingerie stores in Wellington and New Zealand. And then the opportunity to become the mayor, so I took that, got elected, did a couple of terms, which was best job in the world, really was. Then realised I'd delivered my vision for the city, so I stood down, became a member of parliament in New Zealand with John Key's team. Decided that parliament wasn't for me, far too negative, I didn't like the environment.
How long were you in parliament?
I did a term, wasn't me. I wrote a book about being the mayor while I was there. Anyway, then I left and set up a company to help small companies. Then the minister invited me to come up here. And I came up here to look at tourism. Could it be successful? Wrote a paper, said yes, it could be. And he said, well, if you believe in the island, I said, yes, I do. Why don't you go and live there? We have a job, an opportunity, being the High Commissioner. So I said, great. It was a time of my life that suited. So I came up and became High Commissioner. Fell in love with the local princes. Broke all the rules in the book of diplomatic relations. The handbook, the code of conduct. I broke all the rules, I think.
In what way?
You're not allowed to even see a local, let alone date a local.
Does it say that? Is it written down?
Very much so. Oh, yes, very much so.
No fraternising?
Not at all. So I broke all those rules. But I kept the minister informed. And then I decided I loved it so much here. Quality of life, the experience, the island is stunning. And I decided, oh, bugger it, I'm going to live here. So I have. And I've just developed the businesses. So I've always been a bit of a businessman, but I just see opportunities, and if they're going to sit there and not happen, I just try and make them happen.
Explain what the High Commissioner does, because I don't know if there's any kind of British equivalent within the Commonwealth. So what would the New Zealand High Commissioner do? What would the role be in Niue?
It's really just another name for an ambassador. But here, specifically, because it's the only diplomatic person from any country here, New Zealand gives the island about 20-odd million in aid in various shapes and form. Everyone here is a Kiwi. There is no Niuean passport. Everyone here has a Kiwi passport. So the two countries are very linked. The New Zealand High Commissioner makes sure that link is, it's a good relationship, it's a partnership, and that the money that New Zealand provides is spent as it is expected to be spent, and that everything is really going hunky-dory.
So there is that old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. Does that give the High Commissioner quite a lot of say here, because New Zealand supports Niue to such a level?
That was the old days when it was like colonial. Not now.